Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Scott Arno is here. TheSecurityAdvocate.com is his website. He's one of the most highly credentialed cybersecurity experts in the galaxy. CISSP. I have to write that down so I can remember it. Scott, thank you for being here. We appreciate your expertise and your brain power and your willingness to help us. We're talking about ransomware. One of the things I want to stick in here, I never can remember the name of the group, but there's a global group that certifies GDP in all the countries, 194, 200 countries around the world that have any economy at all. Mm-hmm. They certify the GDP, and I think they're an adjunct of the UN, and they have had some interest in, I may have mentioned this to you before, some interest in making illicit business, cyber crime, human trafficking. Some of these countries, it's such a big part of how these people go to work every day. In some of these countries, some of these third world countries, that they're not being recognized for their business, which is heavily bad stuff. And there's some interest in recognizing that part of the economy is part of that country's GDP. That's only going to give license to the cyber bad guys, isn't it?
You know, I remember seeing an article on that, I think a year or so ago. I remember looking going, wait, what?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, they're just... And there are certain countries where, yeah, that's actually a significant part of the business model. There are even places where, you know, stuff that we would look at as like, oh, that's all criminal activity, are actually seen as almost heroic activity.
Right.
Because look, we're, not to be derisive, but let's say we're a third world country, and these guys, while doing clearly illegal activity, are making a ton of money. It's like, yay, they're heroes. And then literally in the area around them, they'll contribute to charities. They'll set up,
of course,
you know, things for
like the drug lords taking care of the local village, right? Being the patron of the local village, and your son comes home and says, "I got a job, Mom," and you say, "Well, great. Who are you working for?" "I'm working for Vlad, the cybercrime criminal over here." You know, "Oh, great,
yeah, Tony Montana,
good job." Sure. So, but the point is, folks, is these guys have a lot of tailwind. They've got technology. They've got the expertise. Mm-hmm. They're getting some, in some parts of the world, they're getting some recognition. And they're hitting us harder, and they're hitting small business owners harder, aren't they?
They sure are. We were mentioning a little bit about ransomware in the last segment. The way ransomware sort of grew up originally from attacking single computers to the point now where they're starting to hit major companies and asking ransom in the 7 and even 8 figure range, the primary target is still small business, like 1,000 employees or less, and they get hit often. And the problem is, while the average, say, ransom ask doesn't sound horrible at maybe 100 or 200,000, the reality for a lot of companies that get hit is it's a lot higher.
Well, especially in the pandemic year, how many companies are hanging on by their toenails? And you get hit $100,000 could put you out of business.
Absolutely. And because so many people are working from home right now, that opens up what we refer to as an attack surface, effectively how much is exposed to an attacker. Think of it like you're having a snowball fight and you're hiding behind a tree. That reduces your attack surface. If you're standing straight away, they can hit you.
Right.
Because of people working from home, you get a lot of what's called remote desktop protocol software is used. Mm-hmm. That's basically how you get people working from home, connecting to the company. And attackers know this. And the kids, you're using
the home computer that the kids use, and mm-hmm. and the CEOs I've talked to say this is there's the CIOs of those working for those CIOs. This is their worst nightmare, isn't it?
It sure is. And that's the thing. The way that protocol works, it's a very common protocol. It's done by Microsoft. Most companies just want to get it up and running, but there are steps you need to take to secure it, which companies aren't taking.
What is that? What is the name of that? What is the name of that system again?
RDP, Remote Desktop Protocol.
Okay. Is that like a VPN? Is that like a VPN connection?
That VPN is one thing you'd want to do to make that more secure.
So
but it's not hard. You can literally look up Secure RDP, and there'll be articles detailing what to do.
Secure RDP. So, hey, Scott, good job today. Come back soon.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next time. Scott Arnold, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Scott joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.